Blog Talk Radio.
So I was glad to, Paul, you talked a little bit about prepared hearts, because I would like to continue on that a little bit here. If we can turn to Acts chapter 11. There was a little phrase I've heard quite often, and I thought, oh, what does that phrase really mean? It usually comes like this. Let's turn to chapter 11 of Acts, if you will. Well, what's this if you will part? You know, gifts, that gives you a choice. Okay, Acts chapter, it is chapter 11, actually. Acts chapter 11. And I just want to read verses 20 to 24. We're really breaking in on a section, but it'll say what we want us to say. Okay, verse 20, Acts chapter 11, verse 20 says, but there were some of them, okay, let me, before I continue reading, what is it? Okay, Stephen has been martyred, and a great persecution broke out after that, and people started scattering here, there, and elsewhere, and here are some of those people who scatter. It says, some of them were men of Cyprus and Cyrene. Remember, Simeon, the man who carried the cross, was from Cyrene. I bet he has a story to tell, and I believe he told it. But there were some of them, men of Cyprus and Cyrene, who, when they were come to Antioch, spoke unto the Greeks also, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number that believed turned to the Lord. And the report concerning them came to the ears of the church which was at Jerusalem. And they sent forth Barnabas as far as Antioch, who when he was come and had seen the grace of God, was glad. And he exhorted them all that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. For he was a good man, and full of the Holy Spirit, and of faith, and much people was added unto the Lord. So, let's think about preparation. How important is preparation? And how do you prepare? I mean, if you want to go on a trip, what do you have to do? Do you just say, okay, kids, get in the car, we're going to Mexico? You probably made some plans. There's some preparation. You have to decide where you're going. You got to make sure that the tires on the car are in good order. There's packing to do. There's all these sort of things. Preparing. What about getting ready for a day? There's some preparation, isn't it? So, you know, there's more to getting ready for a day than getting up. Even simple things. Since we're talking about morning, you know, making the coffee. Well, you got to get some water. You got to get the grounds and stuff. I mean, there's preparation and everything. I visited with a person once who worked at a diner, and he said, I just do prep. Like, that's nothing. If there's no prep, there's no meal. And I think we sometimes forget how important preparations might be. Preparation means readiness, doesn't it? And do you remember Jesus made that statement? Be ye ready. Be ready. You know, throughout the early church, the preaching topic was always the same, and it was always Jesus. Read the book of Acts. They went everywhere preaching Jesus. They didn't preach stuff about Jesus. They preached Jesus. It was just Jesus. No gimmicks, no gizmos. The simple preaching of the Lord Jesus. You see that here in this scripture we just read. Here are non-Jews and they're going to a non-Jewish community. And what is their topic? Jesus. Paul, after meeting the Lord on the way into Damascus, and he began to preach, and what did he preach? His big testimony? He preached Jesus. It must be the same in our time, that our topic is always Jesus. I heard this preacher talking about church growth, and his push was that we have to make Jesus attractive. What nonsense. What absolutely sheer, utter, stupid nonsense. We have to make Jesus attractive. He already is attractive. He's been attractive for centuries. He was very attractive in Antioch. As he was preached, did you notice it says that a great number turned to the Lord? Did you notice it didn't say they joined the church? They turned to the Lord. And later on in that, the last verse we read in verse 24, it says, and much people was added to the church? No, to the Lord. Much people was added to the Lord. So Jesus is attractive. Let us just allow him to be manifest in us, just as he is. So he attracted many in Antioch. In fact, so many of these Greeks or Gentiles had turned to the Lord that word trickled back down to Jerusalem, which is a totally Jewish community. And they needed to find out what's going on. So they, in God's great wisdom, they sent Barnabas, not some critic. And Barnabas arrived, and what happened? Did he straighten him out? He sure did. Says, as he observed and saw the grace of God, he challenged them. He exhorted them to continue with steadfastness of heart, with prepared hearts, with hearts that are ready to serve and love the living God. If they thought he was going there to straighten them out, they'd be pretty disappointed.